Well, it's just wonderful to be here. We appreciate this church, appreciate your pastor.
Yes.
Appreciate the offering. And boy, it's just wonderful to be saved, be part of God's family.
Yes.
And we enjoyed Brother Tommy last night, came over and preached at the home church and just done phenomenal, just a wonderful spirit there.
Yes.
And we just enjoyed it. I'm telling you, God's good to those that are just serving. I'm telling you, if you'll just surrender yourself and be God's child, there is benefits and blessings like you just can't imagine. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, I believe the Lord wants to help somebody tonight.
Come on.
Yeah. I believe God wants to do a work here.
That's right.
And I know you're probably like me, and you've worked today and you're tired. But I'm telling you, God wants to talk to us tonight.
Yes.
God wants us to leave here, have an encounter with Jesus. You go and read the Gospels, and John tells us that these are just the things that Jesus began to do.
Yeah.
Books couldn't contain everything that he did. He said, yeah, if we wrote them down, the world couldn't contain the books that Jesus began to do. Can I tell you, though, what is amazing is every person that encountered Jesus left changed.
Amen.
How many knows that we're in his house tonight?
Hallelujah.
We're in God's house tonight.
Come on.
And I'm telling you, what a shame it'd be to leave and not let him change us. I'd like to let the Lord change us tonight. Wouldn't you?
Amen.
And they leave here saying, I've been in the presence of the Lord and God changed me tonight. How many has experienced that God can fix it? I'm telling you, I've been in a mess before, and I'm sure you have too.
Yeah.
But you don't have to quit. You don't have to give up.
Nobody.
Because I'm telling you, God can fix it.
Amen.
Right. The Lord can fix it tonight.
Yes.
If you have your Bibles, let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter number 9, verse 57. Begin reading. And boy, we just enjoyed being here. Boy, enjoyed these young people singing. Just outstanding. I'm telling you, God's a chain breaker.
Yes, he is.
And I just enjoyed that. That's my youngest daughter. She loves that song. They started singing it. She lit up from ear to ear. And I'm telling you, he is a chain breaker.
Hallelujah.
You're here tonight. And I'm telling you, the enemy will wear you out if you let him.
Yeah.
The Bible tells in Daniel that and I know it's talking about end times, but he says he'll wear the saints out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's trying to do to us.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, the Lord's dipping, fixing things.
Glory.
You ain't got to give up on God. You just got to let him fix it.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 9, verse 57, the Bible tells us, it says, and it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, the foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head.
Yeah.
And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. And Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury the dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
I'd like to preach tonight to us for a few minutes. Simple little thought, just the perils of the path. Would you stretch your hands to heaven and pray for us tonight? Lord, we thank you tonight for this opportunity to bring your word, Lord. God, we ask you to help us, Lord, to preach this gospel. Lord, you move in this place. Help us, Lord, to bring people to you. Lord, would you anoint the words that we say, move in this altar tonight, and help us to give you glory for all things. Lord, let us give it to God and let God fix it all, Lord. Help us tonight in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, as they started out singing some of those congregationals, telling us about heaven, telling about how it won't be long now, and I'm telling you, sure as we're here tonight, if you're saved and you've asked the Lord into your heart, we're on our way to a better place.
Yeah.
You believe that?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we're on our way to heaven. We're on our way to glory.
All right.
And if you'll just stay in this thing, you're going to make it.
Yes, Lord.
If you'll just keep your little hand in God's great big hand, you're going to make it. Woo. I don't care what the devil says. I don't care how many lies he tells you. If you'll just hang on to God and let the Lord hang on to you, you can make it all the way to heaven.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm telling you, the hour that we live, the enemy's doing everything that he can to get us distracted, discouraged, and try to let us just give up on this thing. But I'm telling you, you've been in it too long and you've got too much invested to give up now. I'm telling you, you can make it all the way to heaven.
You can
In spite of what the devil says, in spite of what society pushes on us, I'm telling you, we can make it with the help and grace of God. The President Taft years ago went to address a college, a boys' college. And Brother Tommy, as he walked in, he really didn't have nothing to say. He just kept waiting on inspiration to strike him. And as he walked up to the door of the auditorium in a big bold letters, it said push on that side of the door. He pushes his way through the doors and walks to the lectern and begins to instruct them boys how the key for their entire lives was going to be. They was going to have to push.
Yeah.
And he told them that. He said, I got this inspiration from looking at your door. And all them boys turned around, and on the side that they saw, it didn't say push, but rather it said pull. And they began to chuckle and laugh, thinking the president had made a mistake. And he said, I know you're chuckling and laughing, thinking I messed up. He said, but I'll tell you this much. There's a lot of people pulling, but I'm telling you, you can be the exception, and you can do some pushing.
Right.
And I'm telling you, in the house of God, there's a lot of stuff pulling at us.
Yeah. Come on, man.
There's a lot of stuff pulling at our young people.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff pulling at your walk with God. But I'm telling you, if you let the Lord and the Holy Ghost well up in you, we can start pushing for the Lord.
Yeah.
And you push through some stuff. You push past some obstacles, and you can make it all the way to glory tonight.
Oh.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you, we can make it to heaven.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Now, we talked, and just for a starting place, we talked about this perilous path that we're walking toward heaven. Everybody knows that you got saved, and on the night that you came down here and you prayed through an old-fashioned altar, we started a journey, didn't we?
Right.
Yeah. We started. The Lord put us on our feet. The Bible says, the psalmist wrote to us, he said, he lifted me up out of that horrible pit.
Hallelujah,
ain't you glad that he did that for? He lifted you up out. He places your feet on a solid rock. And how many knows he also propels us toward heaven, right? He said there's a destination. I don't know about you, but I ain't been standing still in this thing. I'm trying to get closer to God. I'm trying to get somewhere and get closer to glory. Brother Tommy, I wish that every, like you said, I wish that every day was hunky-dory. I wish that everything was roses and sunshine. But I'm telling you, if you're going to make it from here to glory, you're going to have a made-up mindset in spite of it. I've gone through some things. I'm going to endure some things because I want to make it. Do you want to make it tonight? I'm telling you, heaven's going to be sweet. Glory's going to be wonderful, but you've got to make it. It ain't enough for the pastor to want you to make it. It ain't enough for your family to want you to make it. You must want it. Do you want to make it to glory?
Yes, Lord.
You go back and look out throughout history, and what you find over and over again, every time there was a great land, every time there was opportunity, and there were some hazards getting there, was there not? Our great country was founded by some people that would take some risk and say we're going to make it through some things because we believe that it's going to be better over there. And those pilgrims came over here and endured a lot of hardship because they said it's going to be better over there. I'm telling you, heaven's going to be better. I'm going to be willing to endure some things to make it there. There might be some perils on this path, but I'm telling you, it's going to be worth the journey. Hey, all those people wanted to strike it rich years ago in California, make it across the West, had to travel that old Oregon Trail, littered with bodies and debris. But I'm telling you, the reason why they went is because they said it's better over there. I'm telling you, child of God, saint, are you convinced? Have you made up your mind it's better over there? Don't get sidetracked on this side. Don't get worried about what you see right now. You need to get a heart that's made up and say, I believe it's better over there. And in spite of what I'm facing, I'm going to make it.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. And it's wonderful as any destination on this side could be, can I tell you that where we're headed is going to be even better.
Amen.
Out of my course is fixed for heaven, and no other place will do. The Bible doesn't beat around the bush. He tells us this in Matthew chapter 7, verse 14. The Bible says, "Straight is the gate, narrow is the way which leadeth to life, and few there be that find it." I'm telling you, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're with us. But I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm going to tell you, if you're going to make it, we're going to have to push. We're going to have to push through some things. I know you're getting pulled at. I know there's things pulling us down. But I'm telling you, through and by the Spirit of God, we're going to push from here to glory. I know that land is beyond compare. It's so rich over there that they even use gold for paving stones. It's going to be awesome. I'm glad that songwriter put it like this. He said, "Oh, how beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free." I tell you, that's where we're headed for tonight.
Praise God. Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Glory, glory.
And in spite of the perils, in spite of the push that I must endure, I'm telling you, it's going to be worth it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And none of these things are going to turn me around. I'll not turn back because heaven is waiting. Praise the Lord. Now, if you're going to set out tonight, we're going to just preach for a few minutes. We'll let you go home. But I'm telling you, as sure as I'm standing here, if the enemy can, he's going to try to get somebody to jump off the bus before we get there. He's going to try to talk somebody and say, "You know what, it really ain't worth it." He's going to try to convince somebody that what you're going through is just a little bit too rough, too hard, and it really ain't worth it. So I'm here to talk to you tonight and tell you, if you can just last it out, if you can just hammer it out on this altar, if here a little bit when we come up here and pray, if you can just get some things lined up with you and God, I'm telling you, you can make it all the way.
Praise
the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Now, the first thing that will derail you, as surely as we're here, something that's going to cause us to jump off the tracks,
come on, man,
is if we don't count the cost.
Right. Yeah.
If we don't count the cost, we read in our text, and Jesus is looking for somebody that'll follow him.
Yeah.
Jesus is talking to people and trying to get them to be a partaker of what he's doing. And the Bible tells us that there came a man that offered to follow him. And notice the Bible says he offers to follow the Lord whithersoever that he leads.
Right.
Sounds real good, don't it?
Yeah.
Wherever you lead me, Lord, that's where I'll go. I've said those things. I hope you have. That's a good thing. Wherever you lead, Lord, that's where I'll go. But I'm telling you, it's easy to say some things and not really mean some things. And you know, in the house of God, when the preachers are preaching and the Spirit of God's a moving, it's easy to come up here and say, "Lord, I'm going to make it. I'm going to do better. I'm going to stay in this thing." But I'm telling you, you've got to have a made up mind that you prayed through on an altar about. And not only am I saying it with my lips, but my heart is convinced that I'm going to follow him whithersoever he goes. And you see, this man comes to the Lord. Brother Tom Perrin, he believes it. And he's enjoying the presence of God. He's enjoying the fellowship of Jesus. He's been motivated by the teaching. He's been fed by the bread and the fishes. And he's kind of enjoying what's going on.
Right.
But I'm telling you, when Jesus looks at him, I'm telling you, Jesus knows he ain't counting the cost yet. And can I tell you, we're sitting in a church house. Everybody looks like we're on our way. But how many knows the Lord knows what's in here? And I'm telling you, he'd look out at a congregation and say, "Hey, there's still some things you need to get prayed through about. There's still some things you need to nail down on the old altar. Because I'm telling you, there's escape routes and there's exit ramps the whole way. And if you can get off, you probably will. But I'm telling you, if you'll just push on through for the Lord, if you'll just go ahead and nail it down, you can make it." Lord. Notice that Jesus tells this man that a profession isn't enough.
No, right.
A profession ain't enough. Listen, and that's the reason why in this modern ecumenical movement or this worldly salvation that people are offering, where all you got to do is confess or just shake somebody's hand, it's not enough. You know why? Because a profession ain't enough. But you must be willing to deny yourself completely. You must be willing to deny this flesh. Luke chapter 9 verse 23 tells us, Jesus spoke to him, and he says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. How many believes you still got to die out to self? I'll tell you, if you're going to make it all the way to glory, you've got to kill out the old man. You've got to nail that temper down at an altar. You've got to nail that jealousy down at an altar. That bitterness has got to come under the blood. If you're going to make it, you better count the cost again and say, Lord, I'm going to make it. That land is beautiful. And I'll tell you, I ain't going to let nothing stop me from making it.
Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hey, listen, if the devil can't get us to go worldly or just go plumb crazy, can I tell you what he'll do? He'll get us to walk right in God's house, night in and night out, and yet carry something with us, Brother Tommy, that is going to keep us from glory. I'll tell you what a shame it'd be in order to be this close to walk with us. Kind of like what Peter wrote about Judas. He said he was with us. He was, but he was not one of us. He was part of us. He partake with us, but he never really did get it all the way through. I'll tell you, you ain't gonna be like that in the house of God tonight. You can have it all the way down on the inside. And don't let one of these perils or the net kind of cost. Don't let that slip up somewhere along the way. You can have complete victory in your life.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, God.
Can I tell you this? Commitment's a big thing. And we say, boy, just commitment's hard. But you know what? We're all self-committed. We can easily get committed to self, but we need God to help us to get committed to Him.
Right.
I like to be committed to the Lord, don't you? Yeah. It's gonna take some cost tonight if we're going to make it. You know, no passage on this path has ever been free. Jesus paid for it with his own precious blood. And you and I know salvation was a free gift. But if you're going to make it all the way, there's still going to be some sweat and toil and tears. If you're going to push past some things and live a victorious Christian life.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, God.
And not only is there just uncounted costs, but there's also unburied corpses. This second man that came to Jesus, he said, I'll follow you, Lord. He said, but let me first go and bury my father.
Yeah.
Hey, let me go back and bury this thing. And you know, sometimes there's things alive in us that should not still be alive. There's things yet living in us that should have been buried a long time ago.
Yes, Lord.
And there's things in us. The Bible tells in 1 Timothy 5 and 24, it says some men's sins are open beforehand, going before to judgment, and some men they follow after.
Right.
And listen, you may say, well, you're just slowing things way down here, but I'm telling you, heaven's a serious matter.
Lord.
And going to heaven's the most important thing that we're in this thing for.
Come on, right.
And I'm telling you, not one unrepented sin is going to make it there.
Right.
Not one thing out from underneath the blood. And even talking to a church full of God's good people, can I tell you, the devil will do something trying to get an unburied corpse somewhere in your life. Something that is sticking out from underneath that blood.
Right.
I'm telling you, those skeletons that may be back then just haunt your mind. You ain't got to carry them around. You can bury them things at an altar. Ain't you glad for that?
Whoa, come on,
I'm telling you, that's victory in Jesus.
Yeah.
It's the fact you don't have to care another day. You don't have to worry about when somebody finds out. Because you've already prayed it through at the altar. That's victorious Christian living.
On,
that'll get you from here to glory. Because and you can live victorious. Victorious.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
What a shame it would be to walk with us, to come to the house of God, sing the songs of Zion, and yet have something in your life that has not yet been plunged beneath that flood that is drawn from Emmanuel's veins. You don't have to carry it, my friend. You don't have to struggle with it. You can come and plunge it in that fountain and have it washed away forever. I'm telling you, that's victory.
Hallelujah.
That's victory.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Not only is there uncounted cost, unburied corpses, but can I tell you, there's also some unbroken connections that can cause us to stumble on this way to heaven. You know, we must put Jesus before the past. This third man approaches and wants to first bid his family goodbye.
Yeah.
He said, but I will follow thee, but I must first go back and say bye to some things. And can I tell you that the past, if you let it right, whether it's good or whether it's bad, if you're always clinging to something behind you, I'll tell you, you can stumble, my friend.
Right.
Notice what Paul wrote to us and said. He said, forgetting those things which are behind, I press toward the mark of the high calling of Christ Jesus. I'm telling you, you've got to let go of the past. And even if you stumbled in the past, let it go and just press for the Lord. You may have had a great mountaintop experience in the past, but you still need to let it go and press on toward the mark. And don't let something in the past cause you to stumble and miss out with God.
Woo!
Amen.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Holy God.
Don't let it cause you to stumble and miss out with the Lord.
Yeah.
If the enemy would, he's going to get us looking. And you guys know it, if you're driving and your eyes get distracted, maybe just for a moment, but generally you go the direction you're looking.
That's the truth. Yeah.
Generally, Brother Earl, whatever direction you're looking, that's the direction you're getting pulled to. And I'll tell you what a dangerous thing it'd be in our hour to get our eyes fixed on something behind us. I'll tell you, I don't want to miss this thing. I don't want to miss out on what God's doing. I want to let the Lord just lead us all the way.
Yeah.
And the Bible said about Abram, it said if he had been mindful of the country from whence he had came, he would have had opportunity to return.
Yeah.
And can I tell you, child of God, you may sit in here tonight, but if you're remembering how it was back then, if you're like Egypt and say, oh, I remember the leeks and the garlics and the onions that we ate down there in Egypt land, like Israel was a saying, I'm telling you, my friend, you can stumble that way.
Right.
You need to push past that and say, I'm just looking for heaven. I'm just looking for glory. I'm still going on and going to let the Lord lead me all the way. Hallelujah. Yes. Let the Lord take me all the way.
Yes.
Hallelujah. An unbroken connection. You know, we're called to be God's children, are we not? We're called to be the children of God, the child of God. And that's the direction we ought to be traveling. What business have we getting linked up with something in the world? The Bible says, what concord hath Christ with Belial, or he that believeth with an infidel? I'm telling you, you got to break those connections if you want to make it to glory.
Yes, sir.
That's what we're in this thing for. I want you to notice something about these people we've talked about in our text. Notice that both individuals that we talked to or we heard from tonight made this statement. They said, let me first. You see, that's our problem many times, Brother Jason, is whenever we begin to put me first.
Yeah.
Whenever we say, but God, I've got to do this, and this is what I must do.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, whenever me first gets involved, it's easy to get stumbling in this way.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I don't want to fail that grace of God. I want to make it tonight. I want to make it all the way to heaven. Hey, God, would you help me to crucify me? Would you help me to lay myself down at an altar and say, God, I'm going to be committed like never before. Can I tell you, your church needs you to be committed, to be sold out, dedicated, nailed down at an altar so we can experience revival. Look, hey, if you can't have a God-sent revival and see souls saved when you got one hand pulling forward and one pulling back, but you got to say, I'm ready to nail it down Lord. I'm ready to sell it out, God, and let you have your way in my life. Let you lead me all the way.
Yes.
If any man who would start his trip toward heaven and keeps those principles in his heart of me first, I'll tell you, just a matter of time before you wind up stumbling. You got to say, God, it ain't me first, but it's you first. It's still got to be God first, don't it? Hey, can I read you this scripture that just it keeps me motivated? The Bible tells in Genesis 45, verse 24, the Bible talks to us. And Joseph is sending away his brethren. And the Bible says, so he sent his brethren away, and they departed, and he said unto them, see that ye fall not out by the way.
Oh God. Come on.
Oh God.
See that you fall not out by the way.
Dear Lord.
Hey, listen, I don't know everybody here intimately. I don't know your personal life. But I'm telling you, I believe you've started right. We've prayed. We've asked the Lord to save us. We're headed that way. But can I challenge you to not see that you don't fall out by the way?
No.
Hey, listen, you can run this race, and I've been in it as long as I can remember. I've cut my teeth on the back of a pew, but can I tell you that I can fall out by the way?
Yes, sir.
Just because, Brother Jonathan, I've been here a long time, don't mean that, brother, that I can't stumble,
right,
that I can't fail the grace of God, that I can't fall out. But I'm telling you, I'm being motivated. The Lord's keeping me stirred up. Hey, see that you just get focused back on glory and say, I'm not going to fall out by the way. And you know, it's easy to us just get caught up in a moment and get distracted. But I'm telling you, the Lord can keep us from falling out by the way.
Yes.
I've done a little studying into this scripture. And you know that also, see that you fall out by the way. You know that also can be interpreted that see that you fall not out with each other. You see what had just happened in these individuals' life is that these guys go down there. You all know the story of Joseph. You know they sold him into slavery. And you know that they've done him wrong. And now that great big lie has come to life. Now all of that deceit has been brought into the open. And Brother Jason, they're on their way back home to tell on themselves and tell their dad what they did all them years ago.
Right.
Now you gotta think, they've had this great big moment at Joseph's house. They've hugged, they've wept, they've rejoiced that he's still alive. But between there, where they was enjoying the fellowship of Joseph and getting back to the Father, you see, there was going to be a journey, a dry spell. He's going through that desert.
Yeah.
And he looks at his brothers and he says, see that you don't fall out with each other along that way.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, in our walk with heaven, through the dry times and through the struggling times sometimes, we get a little sideways with each other.
Yeah.
Don't we? We get a little hostile with each other. Joseph says, hey, listen, I know you're going to have to go back and talk to Dad. And I know that on that trip home, somebody's going to say, well, it wasn't my fault. It wasn't my idea to throw him in that pit. It wasn't my idea to tell Dad about that. And it would be easy to get sideways with each other.
Yeah.
But he said, don't fall out with each other.
Right.
You need to make it. You need to make it all the way.
Woo!
You need to make it. Go have a family reunion. Get the family back together.
Yeah.
Don't have a falling out on your way. Can I tell you, we're heading to heaven, people. And just because it gets dry, just because it gets hard, don't fall out with each other. I tell you, we can still forbear one another. Forgive one another. And have victory in the house of God. I tell you, let unity and brotherly love abound in God's house. Don't fall out with each other.
Yeah.
Be committed to one another. Don't fall out by the way. Hey, listen, it's easy. People that you're so close to, Brother Jason, I hope it's all right. But people that you're so close to, go to church with, night in, night out, you know all their problems. You know all their faults. And sometimes those people will be more critical of people that we're close to than people we don't even know.
Yeah.
We'll give people we don't hardly know the benefit of the doubt. Yet people we worship with night in and night out. It's so easy to be short with.
Uh-huh.
So easy to be hostile with. Hey, don't fall out by the way. Let's make it together.
Yes, Lord.
Let's make it together.
Yes.
Notice what the Bible says. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Hey, wouldn't it be nice tonight if we just hear in a minute when we come down this altar and say, Lord, I want to make it all the way. And I want my brothers and sisters to make it all the way. And Lord, help me, I ain't going to fall out with you. And if you'll give me grace, I ain't going to fall out with them either. We're just going to make it together. Wouldn't that be all right if we just commit ourselves back to the Lord? Commit ourselves back to our church. Commit ourselves back to our pastor. And say, I'm going to make it.
Holy Lord.
Yes, God. See that ye fall not out by the way.
All right.
Hey, listen, you got a great pastor, wonderful pastor, cares for your soul, pulling for you. I believe that. But can I tell you, the only person that can keep you in this is you. The only person that keep you from falling out, you.
That's right.
You can say, well, so-and-so done me wrong. Hey, you can still keep in this thing.
That's right.
It's up to us whether we fall out or not.
Come on now.
I don't want to fall out. Heaven's going to be too good. I'm telling you, heaven's going to be too good.
Worth it.
You've got too much invested to fall out now.
Right.
How's that old song go? It says, too many miles behind me.
That's it.
Hallelujah. Too many rivers my feet have crossed through.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Too many sunsets lie beyond the mountain.
Holy.
I've got too much to win to lose. Hey, what about it tonight, church? Wouldn't you say, God, I've got too much to win to lose? Hey, there might be some perils. I might need to come back and nail some things down again. I may have got sideways with a few people, but I'll tell you, I got too much to win to lose. I ain't going to fall out of this thing.
Hallelujah.
See that ye fall not out. By the way, would you stand with us tonight?
Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Father, we've done our best to preach what you give us. Lord, we ask you to help us in this altar tonight. Lord, we ask you to send your good spirit tonight and you'd meet with us and as we come to your altar. And help us, Lord, to commit our ways back to God and give our whole heart to you through and through. Help us tonight in Jesus' name.
Yes, God. Yes.
What about tonight, church? Will be somebody want to come down here and say, Lord, I want to commit myself fully and totally back to you. God, I don't want to fall out with you. I don't want to fall out with my brothers. But God, I want to be committed to making it.
Jesus.
I want to be committed to making it all the way.
Jesus.
How you can make it tonight. Don't let an uncounted cost,
yes,
an unburied corpse, or an unbroken connection stop you.
Thank you, Lord.
You can make it all the way.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. See that ye fall not.